This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The counting of votes is underway for assembly elections in Bihar amid tight security. Counting began at 8 this morning at 46 centres in 38 districts of the state. Counting of postal ballots was taken up first and counting of EVM started at 8:30 a.m. Out of a total of 243 seats, trends are available in 154 seats. BJP is leading in 50, JDU in 34, LJP in 2. RJD is leading in 52, Congress 6, Jan Suraj Party in 3 and others 7. 243 returning officers, the ROs, are overseeing the process, assisted by 243 counting observers in the presence of contesting candidates and their authorized agents. Over 18,000 counting agents appointed by candidates are monitoring and counting the process to ensure fairness and transparency. Dharmendra, what are the overall arrangements at all the 46 counting centres?
Wide arrangements have been made over the all 46 counting centres, and early trends are also being released by Election Commission of India. If we talk about Aurai seat in Muzaffarpur, BJP candidate Rama Nishad is leading from VIP party, Vikasil Insan Party, Bhogendra Sahni. Similarly, in Baniyapur seat, Rashtriya Janata Dal candidate Chandani Devi is also leading against her nearest rival Kedar Nath Singh from Bharatiya Janata Party. In Baru Raj, in Muzaffarpur district, Arun Kumar Singh of Bharatiya Janata Party is leading against his nearest rival Rakesh Kumar of Vikasil Insan Party. So early trends are also coming from several constituencies as the counting of postal ballots have been ended and EVMs, votes of EVMs are being counted.
Thank you, Dharmendra, for that update. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will inaugurate the 30th Confederation of Indian Industry CII Partnership Summit 2025 in Visakhapatnam today. The summit will focus on fostering global business partnerships and driving India's economic growth. The two-day summit is being organized by CII in partnership with the Department of Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade and the Government of Andhra Pradesh. The 44th India International Trade Fair, IITF, will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasada, will inaugurate the trade fair. The theme for this year's fair is Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Our correspondent reports that Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Bihar are the partner states of the international event, while Jharkhand is the focus state. 12 countries, including United Arab Emirates, China, Iran, South Korea and Egypt, are participating in this 14-day international trade fair. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will inaugurate the 13th edition of the India International Tourism Mart for the northeastern region in Gangtok today. Chief Minister of Host State Sikkim Prem Singh Thamang, Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu and the tourism ministers of northeastern states will be present at the program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to former Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister paid tribute to the first Prime Minister of the country. Pandit Nehru was born on November 14, 1889 in Allahabad. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh for the next 2 days. The Met Department also predicted shallow to moderate fog conditions over northeast India and Uttar Pradesh during the next 2 or 3 days. And in cricket, India and South Africa will clash in the first test of the two-match series at Eden Gardens this morning. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. Indian time, with crucial World Test Championship 2025 27 points in line. India aims to strengthen its push for top to finish. And that is the end of this news bulletin.